Hollywood heckles Trump over Tulsa rally crowd size, they are social distancing after all. By David Ng on June 20, 2020. Hollywood celebrities heckled President Donald Trump over the size of the crowd of his Tulsa rally, pointing out empty seats that the Trump campaign blamed on intimidation tactics by the mainstream media and radical left-wing protesters. President Trump returned to the campaign trail on Saturday with his first rally since the Chinese coronavirus swept the globe. But media reports from the rally at the Bank of Oklahoma Center in Tulsa showed unfilled seats in the higher sections of the arena, an unheard-of phenomenon at Trump rallies, which typically draw overflow crowds. Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale cited radical protesters in a full week of apocalyptic media coverage. In the days leading up to the Tulsa event, the mainstream media portrayed the rally as a potential coronavirus superspreader event, many of the same outlets failing to level the same criticism at the Black Lives Matter protests and riots that saw thousands of people cram together on city streets. Radical leftist protesters descended on the Box Center on Saturday, with some video reports appearing to show protesters verbally harassing Trump supporters and calling them racists. Get Out filmmaker Jordan Peele made fun of Trump rally attendees, joking that they're social distancing after all. Professional Trump antagonist Rosie O'Donnell was ecstatic about the empty seats. "Love it," she tweeted. Actress Mia Farrow made a sarcastic remark about the outdoor crowds. Filmmaker Judd Apatow made the unsupported claim that President Trump doesn't care about human life, just his own. Jeffrey Wright called the president Archie Bunker. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill mocked Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale, claiming that he is lying. Selma filmmaker Ava DuVernay mocked the silent majority of Trump supporters. Comedian Patton Oswalt also jumped onto the Hollywood pylon. Actor Josh Gad relished the sight of empty seats at the Trump rally. Two and a Half Men actor John Cryer also mocked Brad Parscale. Star Trek star George Takei claimed that Brad Parscale, whose name he misspelled, was duped by TikTok teens who registered for tickets but never showed. But the actor didn't provide evidence backing up his claim. Actor Adam Goldberg have a virtual high-five to CNN's coverage of the rally size. Comedian Dave Foley accused President Trump of using the rally to spread hatred and lies. Fellow comedian Todd Barry added his own sarcastic take on the rally's turnout. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.